remarks at a two-day annual Central Rural Work Conference, which closed on Tuesday. He says solving issues related to agriculture, rural areas, and farmers is the top priority of the Communist Party of China. The Chinese president says the CPC Central Committee's decided to set a five-year transition period for counties that have shaken off poverty and gradually shift the policy focus toward promoting rural vitalization. He also says a series of measures will be applied to advance rural vitalization, including speeding up rural industry development to bring farmers more benefits. The Chinese leader says efforts should be made to ensure food security and strengthen food production year by year. He says the country must retain a red line of 120 million hectares of arable land. He called for better usage and conservation of black soil and speeding up breakthroughs on core and key agricultural technologies. The People's Bank of China says it'll implement a prudent monetary policy and keep it consistent and sustainable. Comes as part of an official statement after a quarterly meeting of its Monetary Policy Committee. The central bank says it'll continue to provide necessary support for economic recovery. The bank will use a variety of monetary tools to ensure liquidity and keep the growth of money supply and social financing in line with nominal economic growth. It'll also further monetary support for the real economy and give more financial aid for small and micro firms, as well as those involved in technological innovation and green development. China set up a national fund to facilitate the mixed ownership reform of its state-owned enterprises. The 200 billion yuan fund will focus on national strategic areas, sci-tech innovation, and industrial chains. The fund's expected to improve the operating efficiency of state-owned capital and boost the vitality of all market entities. Over 2 million children in the United States have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the onset of the pandemic. Data from the American Academy of Pediatrics shows 179,000 new child COVID-19 cases reported in the week ending December 24th. Since November 12th, there's been an increase of 1 million child COVID-19 cases. Over the 2 weeks from December 10th to the 24th, there was a 22% increase in child cases in the country. Children account for 12.4% of all confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States. Argentina's launched a vaccination campaign against the novel coronavirus, prioritizing healthcare workers on the front lines of the pandemic. 300,000 doses of the Russian Sputnik V vaccine arrived in Argentina last week. Two doctors were the first people in the country to be immunized with that vaccine. Argentina is the fourth country in Latin America to begin COVID-19 vaccination, following Mexico, Chile, and Costa Rica. European Union and UK leaders are expected to sign the EU-UK post-Brexit trade deal today. The European Council approved the EU-UK trade and cooperation agreement yesterday. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Charles Michel will sign that deal today in Brussels. It'll then be taken to UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson for signing in London. In the new year, the Council will adopt the decision on the conclusion of the EU-UK trade and cooperation agreement. The EU and the UK reached the agreement last week on the bilateral trade and security relationship that will start from January the 1st. The deal has to get the approval of the European Parliament, the British Parliament, and the EU's 27 member states.